This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host from Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear my show, The Conservative Circus, on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or on the new and improved iHeartMedia app. Well, my goodness. It looks like it's not just yours truly that's looking at the tea leaves saying, no, we don't trust the FBI. We don't trust our institutions. You know, you had President Donald J. Trump. I'm already making him the president. Seeing nobody's at the helm. You know, we've had Biden. He's never. We're learning. We're learning now. Oh, my goodness. Over the last 2 weeks that they knew from the very beginning that Biden was not of sound mind. They just put him up there anyway. They need to pay the price for that. More on that later. But President Trump on Truth Social said, with the Biden open border policy, I said many times during rallies and elsewhere that radical Islamic terrorism and other forms of violent crime will become so bad in America that it will become hard to even imagine or believe. That time has come. Only worse than ever imagined. Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of America. A complete and total disaster. What he and his group of election interfering thugs have done to our country will not soon be forgotten. MAGA. He's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct. And you had KT McFarland. She was on Newsmax today when she said this.
Your thoughts on his response there?
Yeah, President Trump's absolutely right. What does our intelligence community focus on? What's the FBI focus on? White supremacists. You know, housewives going to school board meetings. They're not focused on keeping the American people safe. They've taken their eye off the ball. They're focused on DEI. That's where they put their resources. That's where they put their attention. That's where they put their focus. What fell out of the bottom? Looking and protecting the American citizens. You know, these are all American citizens, these two alleged attackers. We don't even know about the people who have sneaked across the border and what their objectives
Breach.
Are. It's got to be a refocus because, you know, more and more Americans are going to die. President Trump is right. We've got to focus on the national security of this country, put American security first, and not be totally distracted by all these other agendas that the far left and the woke Democrats have been pushing.
She is absolutely 100% on point. And if we had a Senate that was serious, they'd be meeting right now so that on day one, right after he's sworn in, we could just put these nominees in their positions. We don't have any leadership at the helm. Hello? And what has the FBI been doing? How come the FBI had no bead on these latest two terrorist attacks, legitimate terrorist attacks? Well, it's exactly what KT McFarland just said. Oh, they're looking for white supremacists. White supremacists. You evil white conservative people. You're the biggest problem this country's had. Hey, remember when, who was that? The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, was saying the same thing? The leadership of then FBI Director Christopher Wray, under his leadership, I said then. Did he quit? Yeah, no, he's supposed to be quitting on Inauguration Day. That's right. Under his leadership, the FBI was too busy targeting you and me while terrorists became radicalized on U.S. soil. They were too busy orchestrating a kidnapping plot targeting Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Remember that? They were too busy playing playtime instead of going after real terrorists. Well, who was on their radar? Well, Catholics, remember? You Catholics out there? Documents obtained by the House Republicans in 2023 revealed multiple FBI field officers were involved in the drafting of the infamous memo that labeled Catholics as potential domestic terrorists. Well, why were you guys terrorists? Could it be your pro-life stance? Could it be? Yeah. White supremacy. You had the FBI accusing Catholics of being white supremacists, especially if you attended Latin Mass. I'm sorry. What is it about the Latin Mass? excuse me. The memo warned of radical traditionalist Catholics and noted possible infiltration into Catholic communities using various kinds of informants. So you have to speak Latin in order to infiltrate the Catholic Mass. Father up there spewing all of this white supremacy from behind the altar. I'm sorry, my Catholic brothers and sisters. I am not picking on you. I'm laughing at the lunacy of the FBI. Also, Trump supporters. Now, this radical that they caught down there in New Orleans, we're being told by the New York Times that he has been radicalized in recent months. But you know what? The FBI, they couldn't caught on to that because they were busy. They were too busy going after Trump supporters. As a matter of fact, this serious. This is where did I find this? The largest manhunt in FBI history. What was the largest manhunt in FBI history? Do you know? It was tracking down all those grandmas January 6th. I'm not kidding you. Going after Moms for Liberty, all this stuff. Trump supporters, the biggest manhunt in FBI history was to track down Trump supporters that were in Washington, D.C., January 6th, 2021. Newsweek is reporting that nearly two-thirds of the FBI's current investigations are focused on Trump supporters accused of disregarding anti-riot laws. After January 6th, the FBI expanded its anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists or other. The AGAVE, is that it? A-G-A-A-V-E. That's a new category. That's a new division in the FBI to jumpstart investigations into Americans based on their political affiliations. Yeah. The Democrats using the FBI to go after its political enemies. That would be you. Agave, is that what it is? Let me see. We got the Catholics. We got the Trump supporters. Oh, yes. For the last 4 years, the FBI has been busy, absolutely consumed with going after parents at the school board meetings. You parents that wanted information about how the government-run schools were transitioning your sons and daughters. You parents that were concerned that your children were being sexualized by the government-run schools. The Department of Justice, they issued a memo in October of 2021 instructing the FBI to label activist parents at school board meetings with threat tags. Now, I got to tell you, yours truly, you're filling holes for Jesse Kelly. I was going to those school board meetings and I had been surveilled. Wait, what? Yeah. We even had local school board members who felt empowered to do that. The father of one of them, this is in Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale! Had a school board member whose father doxed me and other parents. They sure did. Now, of course, I'm a radio talk show host. So I have superpowers. But but average parents, mom and dad trying to go to work to put food on the table, being harassed by school board members. And we also found that the police, the popo, were also on to us. The police were heavily, they were at these meetings out in Chandler, Arizona. Yeah, I was talking to, well, why are you here? Dangerous parents at school board meetings. Same thing in Scottsdale. Same thing in Peoria. Oh, I was getting around. It was the popo and the FBI. Pro-lifers, grandmas, this is who the FBI was going after. No wonder they're missing all of the real terrorist threats. James C. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, yeah. I've got the eye of the tiger today. I have a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI and 790 KNST. That's my hometown, adoptive hometown in Tucson. You can also follow me on X at James T. Harris. Oh, yeah, we're kind of fired up today because we're tired of the lying. FBI coming out right out of the box. You get this cute American African descent. She's young. I can say that. I'm getting old. She got a little ear piercing or nose piercing, braided hair. She coming out talking about this was not a terrorist attack. Girl, you too late because the mayor already said it was and everybody paying attention. Come on, y'all. Stop it. Dude driving a truck through the French Quarter, killing 15 people before he gets got by the police. Oh, no, we can't prove that it's a terrorist act. What is it? I didn't even talk about what's going on overseas. You know, what was that, around, what, a day or two before Christmas? You had the Muslim dude that drove through the, you know, the Christmas fair over there? I have to be careful. I said the Muslim dude. I don't know that he was Muslim. How about me saying that he was Islamic radical? How about that? We know that. He's the Islamic radical dude just rolling through people. Germany, they kind of get that every year, don't they? Shouldn't they have figured out how to put barriers up there as well? I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Really? You can't put we had barriers there, James, but they were broken, so we had to send them away to get them fixed. And we put one cop car in, but left enough room for a truck to drive through. Come on, y'all. Come on. I don't think the American people are falling for it. I don't. We've been lied to too much. Boy, the last 4 years, when you sit back and think about what we have had to endure. And let me just say, these last 4 years, as horrific as they have been, the loss of life, would we be wide awake if they did not happen? If President Trump really, you know, he did win in 2020, they cheated, they took it away. But let's say that they go in ahead and let him stay in office. We would have had like Democrats in the House and in the Senate. The Trump agenda never would have taken off. People still would not have been convinced that this man has been anointed by God. And I don't say that lightly. People wouldn't see that. You wouldn't have 20-30% of the Hispanic community voting for him. You wouldn't have 10-15% of the Black community voting for him. No. The last 4 years were a freaking nightmare. Nightmare. And the moment we forget that is the moment we allow these asshats, these globalists, to gain power again. You know what? In every election, for the next two generations, there shouldn't be one Democrat that wins office. Not one. For what they were complicit in over the last 4 years. The lying. From COVID to Biden's dementia. They're guilty as hell. And I'm not letting them off the hook. Oh no. James, it's a new year. 2025. Let bygones be bygones. No! With no hate in my heart. I'm just not going to forget or allow you to forget because they have not repented. They have not come on and said we were wrong. We were sorry. We know what? We were devious. We purposefully lied to you. Have you seen any of the left do that? Have you seen any Democrat, any media person do that? No, you have not. And we've had some mortifying moments over the last 4 years. We've had some mortifying moments the last year alone. Let me give you a little taste of how the media has been lying to us.
Start your tape right now.
I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up. Of ivermectin.
Ivermectin? A dewormer? Really?
Because I'm about to tell you the truth.
Donald Trump declaring before a crowd that Cheney should be put before a firing line.
And F you if you can't handle the truth.
It's clear as day. The FBI put out statistics for 2023. Crime is going down. You don't have to twist the facts.
Violent crime in America has actually gone up, not
down. Yeah, it's going up, not down. They're lying, just lying, just lying. The FBI puts out a lying chart. CNN picks it up and lies. Morning Joe, these are the most sane, the most, this is lying. You even got, who was that over there on CNN? Cuomo. Going after Joe Rogan for using a dewormer. Now he's using a dewormer. Come on, y'all. Come on. They lie. I'm not going to let them get it. Did any of them apologize? I think Chris Cuomo might have. Morning Joe? Nope. CNN? Nope. Democrats? Nope. No. Never forget. Never forget. I'm not trying to squeeze on anybody. Don't forget. Don't. Because they're going to continue to lie. And you know what? Hey, I got my eye on the Trump administration too. All of them. We got a better shot, but no. Have you learned anything from the last 4 years? Oh my goodness. Let's talk about illegal immigration. That's coming up next. James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in my adoptive hometown of Tucson. Happy to be sitting in today. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. And of course, being in Arizona, I'm up close and personal with the border. Everybody was kind of ducking and hiding in major cities across the country as, you know, 4th of July. I don't know why people do this. They go outside with their firearms and shoot them in the air. When I lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it was kind of crazy. I would make sure that my guest did not leave the house between the hours of 11:40 and 12:50. For some reason, all hell broke loose. People shooting the guns in the air. You outside trying to barbecue or something like that. Yeah, I barbecued in the winter. And bing, ping, ping, scrap metal falling from the sky. Well, that goes on all the time just south of the border. Only it's not scrap metal. I mean, you've got some violence. The cartel violence is completely out of hand in parts of Mexico. I was recently in Colombia, and my friends are like, are you going on there? It's not safe. You know, it's safe. It's very safe. I tell you, it's not safe. Northern Mexico, all the cartels, well, they've just migrated up to Mexico. The ones that used to be in Colombia. And in Nogales, Mexico. And they also have Nogales, in America, Arizona. I mean, the gunfire going on down there all the time, the murder, it's chaos. If you got scrap metal, yeah, it's falling on the U.S. side of the border. Not a safe place. And now you have the new incoming Trump administration that have put them on notice. We're not having it. And now we're finally getting the the media coming around to the fact that oof, you guys you guys really missed the boat on this one. I mean, we had some serious problems at the border that you guys completely ignored. It was amazing, especially living in Arizona. I mean, I've seen this up close and personal. I remember when the first wave of illegals were coming across under the Obama administration. I still have pictures on social media. I think they're up there. This is before they started really rapidly censoring folks in 2018, 2019. I got signs saying, send them back. And we weren't talking about adults. We were talking about children. Remember when the children's sins were coming across the border? Like the children's crusade, they sending these kids like, we have these caring Hispanic parents were sending their kids, giving them to coyotes so they can come to America to have a better life. I don't think that was it. That's when Obama was keeping them in cages. See, AOC and others, they had nothing to say about that until Trump was elected. Then they started to accuse Trump of the very things that Obama was doing. Oh, I was there for all of that. As a matter of fact, I found out completely by accident that the whole thing had been planned back in 2006, 2007. Yeah. On my radio show in Tucson, I had a caterer on that was upset because they had been cut out of the catering operations that would be going on in Texas and in Arizona. And instead of dealing with Arizona caterers, they were bringing people down from Maine. They're bringing people over from Washington State. The big 36-wheelers, you know, these big trucks, these rolling kitchens, and cutting out Arizona. And she was mad. How come they're cutting out Arizona? I'm like, wait a minute. How did you say what? An operation where thousands or tens of thousands of people would have to be fed. And so the government was maneuvering to put these operations up. Whoa. Where were you when you found? I was at the convention. We were in Alaska. They had some kind of catering thing. And I was like, whoa. I know I brought you on the show to talk about how the Obama administration was targeting you for not including you in this operation. But ma'am, what operation are we talking about here? Why does the Obama administration need all of these caterings and all of the housing? What the hell is going on? Well, little did I know that I had stumbled into this operation. Oh, my friends, this wasn't bad policy on behalf of the Biden administration. The open borders? This has always been part of the plan. And there was a point in time when they were absolutely arrogant about it. You had Alejandro Mayorkas sitting right next to Joe Biden, spilling the tea. I have to try to see if I can find that for you. Telling them, oh yeah, it's coming. The day is coming where we're gonna have people of color outnumbering white folks, and that's a good thing. He said it back in 2014. So, when the media comes out and tells you, oh my goodness, you know this is we really didn't expect this, you know, the Morning Joe. This is a damning chart of the illegal immigration spike under Biden. Really? Really we gonna play that game? Really?
So Steve, let's turn to your second chart where you highlight how the border and climate change were major issues in the year that was.
The border, yes, that's exactly right, of course, Jonathan. The border was not Biden's finest moment, frankly. You can see what happened here. And Trump is not wrong when he talks about how border crossings were quite low. They were running about 74,000 a month when he left office. And they, in fact, did shoot up. Some of it was some things Biden said and some ways that they put a moratorium, for example, on deportations. But, in fact, we did get up here almost to 300,000 a month. But what maybe people don't entirely know is that border crossings have come back down almost to where they were under Trump.
Running
at about 100,000 at the moment.
Uh-huh.
So we went up the hill and we went down the hill, but unfortunately that was pretty costly to buy.
We went up the hill and we went down the hill, but unfortunately it was pretty costly. My goodness, my gracious. And notice, you never have any reporter, any anchor giving you the information I'm giving you. Well, how come they never ask? Well, how did it go up? Was this an open border policy? Notice they never talk about that. You had Trump trying to tell people that they're going to have open border policy. No Democrat will ever say the words open border policy. And why would they want an open border policy? Why would the Democrats want to flood our country? Why would the Democrats? Why is it just the Democrats? Why did Ireland see such a flood of people? I happened to be in Ireland with my smoking hot wife last summer. And I'm like, where did all these people come from? I went to school in Ireland for a minute. That was back in the late 80s. I used to walk down the street and I would turn heads as an American of African descent. Now the whole world is in Dublin and actually all over the country. What happened? I'm talking to one of you, said, yeah, man, since COVID, this really been on full speed. Really? Same thing in Germany. Same thing in England. No. This is being done to us on purpose. And if you don't find politicians and you don't find media being honest about it, ignore them. Certainly don't vote for them. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, my adopted hometown, or you can catch it on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You can also follow me on X at James T. Harris. You know, we were talking about immigration, and I was telling the Jesse Kelly audience that this has always been part of the plan. I think many of you absolutely knew that. But I'm telling you all the way back to Obama. Obama is the worst nightmare this country could ever conceive. He's a Trojan horse. Oh, yes, the media treated him like the second coming. The chocolate Jesus, or as we call him here in the Southwest, Coco Jesus. Coco Jesus. Man, people were loving him. You couldn't criticize him. Otherwise, you would be called racist. And that enabled the deep state, the globalists, whoever you want to call them, to put their plans in action. And I am telling you, all those children's coming across the southern border in droves, what do you do with them? You can't shoot them. They're children. You can't send them back. Where? We have to take care of them. And that was the beginning of your child trafficking that got unnoticed. The media didn't report on it. What? And when some people tried to talk about it, like yours truly, working with the Arizona Daily Independent, bringing up stories of how these children were being treated in facilities like Southwest Key, it was amazing how quickly we were silenced. I am telling you, that's when I first noticed it. We're talking like 2014, 2015. The reports we were getting from some of these facilities, it's terrifying. These kids, where are they today? I don't know. You don't know.
What government would allow that to happen? Are you telling me the U.S. government stood by and watched children be trafficked? Are you telling me that the United States of America was playing the role of a pimp? Yes, I am. And we saw it. Oh, the rest of the world, they're almost catching up now. They're almost catching up. But look what happened. And here's what's the killer. This, what was it, back in 2015? I found it. Biden telling the world that there was going to be a new humanity in the United States of America, that white folks were going to be replaced. And sitting right next to him was Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security, the man who's been lying his face off, telling us that the border is secure. He was sitting right next to Joe Biden when Biden said this.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. That was a cogent, very sane Joe Biden. He wasn't suffering from dementia yet. It wasn't showing. He's sitting up pretty as Vice President of the United States with his future Director of Homeland Security telling you what was coming. Telling you what was coming. You want to hear it again? For those of you who have not heard this, this is Joe Biden.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
That's a source of our strength.
That's a source of our strength. So right then and there, you're getting illegal immigration, mass illegal immigration, to the point where you're going to be more people of color in this country than white people. And that's a good thing, he says. You also get your DEI. Before it was even official, there's your DEI. There's going to be more people of color in this country than white folks, and that's a good thing. What did he say? That's the source of our strength. It's all part of the plan. Only one problem. They didn't see Trump getting elected in 2016. Trump screwed it all up. Trump and the people that voted for him, that would be you. So they had to get him out. They had to have him removed in 2020. He was screwing the whole thing up. And so they got him out, and then they wanted to salt the earth to make sure that no one like Trump ever rose again. But they failed. Because of Trump and because of you. So in the last few months, we've seen desperation. Desperation. As they try to take him out. And now, we're still seeing that. A different tact, but they're so sloppy. They have to find a way to keep this train going, even though people all over the world, once free people, are now rebelling. You have Trump coming into office saying that he's going to deport the biggest mass deportation the world has ever seen. James, he can't pull that off. Well, you know what? The people who put this in motion, they're afraid that he can. And that's why I believe you're seeing what you are seeing. Continue to pray for this president. Continue to pray for this country. New year. But this is the battle. And it's not just against flesh and blood. No. The powers and principalities that rule this earth. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.